This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Thursday, April 26th. ETFs are weapons of mass destruction. That's a claim from managers of the FPA Capital Fund. They add that ETFs have distorted stock prices and have created the potential for a market sell-off. In a letter to investors, they said the flood of money into passive products is making stock prices move in lockstep and is creating markets increasingly divorced from underlying fundamentals. Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says there's no question that ETFs are changing the market, and it's therefore important to monitor their impact.
However, almost every time you hear somebody say something pretty wild like that, weapons of mass destruction, you got to look at who's saying it. Usually it's an active manager, and usually they're underperforming. In this case, it's no different. This fund is underperforming its benchmark by 61 percentage points over the past 5 years. There's no way ETFs are responsible for all that. There's obviously maybe some sour grapes here.
Dennis Bryan, one of the FPA capital managers who wrote the letter, said the stock market has never gone through a major downturn when passive investors were as important as they are now. He's concerned there could be an onslaught of selling. Balchunas says ETFs have already been tested.
So look, there's this feeling that the ETF just came out yesterday or last year because they're in the news all the time, but the ETF structure is 25 years old, right? And it's lived through a lot of market issues and stresses and crashes. The internet bubble burst thing, it's also lived through 2008, and it comes through it just fine. In fact, a lot of times people will use the ETF as a price discovery vehicle during these times. So it has been tested.
Balchunas points out that even though assets have been flooding into exchange-traded products, equity ETFs account for about 7% of the stock market's value. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.